What's up, rap fans? Welcome back to the Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. I'm Kyle French, your host, and today is September 6th, and we're getting to a couple releases from the past couple weeks here, that being the underground release of Orpheus vs. the Sirens by Hermit and the Recluse, and Dreamville's newest release, Milky Way by Boz, plus MGK and Eminem hitting their tipping points, dropping disses at each other. The rap god versus the new rap devil that is MGK. We'll break down the details surrounding that one and if it's even worth our time with these two guys at this point. So that's the summary of the show for today. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're on Apple Podcast app, iTunes, or on our host site, UConn's radio station website, whus.org/talk917. I appreciate you, and if you want more content from the Hip Hop Enthusiast, you can follow me on Instagram at Hip Hop Enth, HIPHOPENTH. And if you enjoy the show, drop a rating, drop a review. That'll help me out, boost my rep, boost my clout, you feel? So with no further ado, let's get into it. This album right here, Orpheus vs. the Sirens by Hermit and the Recluse, is one that I'm super excited to talk about because there's so many details surrounding it and just things that intrigue me about the album itself. The title artist here, Hermit and the Recluse, is actually a duo made up of rapper Ka and producer Animas. This is actually my first introduction to Ka. He's had multiple like acclaimed albums come out before. I've just been sleeping on him. I have not listened to his prior work. So this is like my first time hearing this guy. No expectations. I saw Animas' name, didn't recognize it, looked up some of his previous work. And I am a little bit familiar with his production work that he's done with Rock Marciano. So if you're familiar with him or his album from earlier in 2018, Rosebud's Revenge 2, The Bitter Dose, you may be slightly familiar with Animas as well. And this underground tag team really came together, put together a quality album here. You can tell right off the bat from the title, Orpheus vs. the Sirens, clearly both references to mythological characters. And that is a huge theme throughout this entire album. All the track titles are based off of some mythical tale or story or creature. And the base of this entire like concept here starts with the title Orpheus vs. Sirens. Ka is liking himself to Orpheus, whose place in like mythology is this incredibly talented musician where animals would come to listen to him play. When his wife died and went to the underworld, he went and played his music for Hades. It was so great. It convinced him to give his wife back to him. So he's like this legendary, untouchable, godly musician. A little bit of a narcissistic comparison for Ka to liken himself to Orpheus, but I'm cool with it. And on the other side, we have the Sirens. And their place in like mythology is there were these creatures with incredibly like beautiful vocals and songs that sailors would drive by or sail by their island and hear their songs and rush over treacherous waters and rocks and usually get shipwrecked trying to reach the songs of the sirens. And Ka feels like this is basically his entire life, is avoiding the pitfalls and the perils and the glamour of things that are luring him into negative situations, but he does feel at times helpless to it. And I just love the way that he incorporates the titles and the stories so symbolically and cleverly and powerfully into the stories that he's trying to explain to us about his personal life and his community and the experiences that he's been through on the streets of, you know, Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York. And the first track, Sirens, is one of the primary examples of this, as he spends the entire song talking about like the dangers of gang life and the street life that he sees rampant around him. And he hypes up the area to be this like dangerous criminal infested territory. But then the final line of his verse is blocks of outlaws, but all we watch out for is the sirens. Sirens in this case referring to police officers, but simultaneously also referencing the sirens as in the mythical creatures that I just described. And Ka's pen game was on point like that the entire album. The writing on this is phenomenal. Like I'll get to the instrumentals in a second because they are amazing, but you can just read the lyrics like straight off of genius and be so impressed and wowed. Like, it's not like, oh, you need to listen to it in context or you need to hear the beat or feel the energy or the flow or anything. I mean, you can really read most of these songs as if they were poetry and get a very similar understanding of the tracks, of the messages, and it's just super powerful. A couple other lines I really liked. This is from the track Oedipus. He says, "Across the board, if I'm forced to draw, we both lose. On his block, he's clocking alarming numbers, don't snooze." The subtle wordplay with the clocking alarming numbers, don't snooze, alarm clock, snooze. Pretty clever. And then the line before it is great too, because he's saying, this is the whole message of the entire album pretty much. He's like, if I'm forced to draw, we both lose. Pretty much saying he's going to win, but he doesn't even want to win in this situation because, like, getting drawn into this, like, life of gang life and violence and crime is a lose-lose situation. And you get more of this on the track Golden Fleece, where he says, because by and large, buying firearms is investing in hate. So again, like, speaking out against, like, the gang violence that's destroying his community. And combine this with, like, Kaz delivery style, he's super subdued. None of these are up-tempo bars. He's never, like, has a fast cadence at all. He's taking his time. The whole album is, like, almost in slow motion, but not even, like, in a bad way. It doesn't drag. It's not boring. But he's just very relaxed, very calm. He does use almost the same flow on every track, which I don't love. But he just has this, like, eerie, sinister voice and comes across almost, like, depressed on every song because of how, like, regretful of these actions that he's been through or what he sees around him and just how shameful he is of what he sees in his own city. So if you are a big, like, lyricist and inspecting lines and really getting into the nitty-gritty of, like, messages and lyrics, this is definitely an album that you want to check out. Ka is a master of the pen on this thing. And then on the flip side, you got Animas producing it, and it's incredible the way he plays into this, like, idea of Orpheus being this all-knowing, talented musician, because the instrumentals on this are super, like, harmonic and enchanting. And I don't know if this was done on purpose. I have to think it is. And Animas has never really been a guy to use drums, from what I've heard. But this whole album is dominated by, like, string instruments and like, stuff that sounds like ancient, like, lyres and harps and stuff like that. It's almost as if the entire production has been geared and focused towards sounding like it actually could have come from that era, like, millenniums ago. Now, I know that is a stretch and could never actually be the case, but I think that's a really cool facet of this album overall. And just the harmonic, like, transcendent plucking of the strings on all these beats and these shimmering, like, rattling cymbal hits definitely are one of the best jobs at emulating what that possibly would sound like, with Orpheus captivating every living being around him to come listen to his music. So I'm super impressed by this album as a whole. I like it more and more every time I listen to it. This last run-through I had, the last listen I had to it, I was driving in the car, like, through a storm, and that was, like, the perfect environment to listen to this album in. It was crazy. It was a surreal experience. I would definitely recommend this album. I would say best tracks on here: Atlas, Golden Fleece, Sirens, and Hades. My least favorite tracks, probably, if I had to pick, I would probably go Fate and Companion of Artemis. But really, all these tracks fit into a streamlined concept and idea that is just delivered in a dope way by both Ka and Animas to form this group, Hermit and the Recluse. I would recommend this album if you like Rock Marciano, MF Doom, or West Side Gun. And Orpheus versus Sirens, I'm throwing it an 8 out of 10. I just really been messing with this recently, so I'll play a couple samples, see if you guys enjoy it too. So this is Atlas and Golden Fleece from Orpheus versus Sirens.
I've been to the end of the world and seen things more terrible, more beautiful than I thought could be.
Rana Atlas got respect. Weight of the world on my shoulders ain't dropping yet. Got respect. Weight of the world on my shoulders ain't dropping yet. The hardest hitters was the father figures. Praying you learn from they burn was all scarred with triggers. Put a knife to that piece of the pie to carve the biggest. For you call a feast, dodge all police, charge the getters. many tours locked in war. Won't be troubled by a witch hunt. Calm ones, decided to palm jumps or fish pump. Decided quiet, but desire with the rich one. Torn steadily, longevity or a quick stunt. Bless you, nephew, don't want you doing what I did. Get honest, earnest, instead of what I was learning in lock crib. Decades dormant, then recorded would bother me. My media encyclopedia, they more of a novelty. My media encyclopedia, they more of a novelty.
They say it is a gift of the gods. It has the power to heal, bring peace, and rid the land of plague and famine. Then it would inspire the people. Wipe out the years of misrule. They would know that the gods have not abandoned them.
In one piece, each death left the crew in tears. Committed living in these hard bars, I'm doing years. Peers, they not peers, what they doing weak, how it's looking. Brooklyn birth guards like they doing creep, respected. Cause protected the hood when you was asleep, my duty. Did something daily, could've got me in juvie. Did more than allowed of me, proud of me if you knew me. Almost picked apart by wicked dog, plan of demise. Point and bang, didn't join the gang, my family was live. From birth to down to earth, ain't a fan of disguise. On the streets, not known for peace. Never rest, forever quest, golden fleece. The space on how we place, like earth to stars. Choose wise, decides, titans versus the gods. Where I grew, no good, no hood, worse than ours. Times had to let it pop, so they don't hurt your moms. Overly noted. There was no one off limits from enemy and other minds. Try and record the minutes. I lay a page for later stage. They more for beginners. Never tight grab, white flag, war till it's finished. Few winners, fewer dinners. May attitude defeat us. Each night we keep fighting. Didn't matter if you beat us. No man programmed for building. They rather you delete us. Seems the half of you that hate us is the half of you that need us. I want compassion from the highest. Food for the lowest, cures for the afflicted, rules for the homeless, direction for the misled, heat for the coldest, love for the lonely, peace for the soldiers. Roman streets not known for peace, never rest, forever quest, golden fleece. Acquired some skills in the height of the veil, the rest were innate. Knew some crews and only left funerals in their wake. No one explained when my sister came, met less on my plate. For years boxed in my options, resting with fate. If love is the message, then the message was late. Cause buying large, buying firearms, investing in hate. Was born with a wrong turn on this difficult pavement. Can be the difference if you live with riches or a vagrant. All fight this poor righteous, only wicked get the payment. And listen, you were missed if you think this is entertainment. Not known for peace.
That was Atlas and Golden Fleece from Orpheus versus Sirens. Those are two of like the harder songs on the album just because I like that style. And I don't want to say that Ka was lazy or too relaxed on some of these songs, but that's how he might come across. So I wanted to play two of the slightly more up-tempo ones. But yeah, I would definitely recommend a listen to that album. I'm about to go back now and listen to like all of Ka's stuff previous to this because I'm super interested. If it's on this level, I'm really going to like this guy. But now we got to get on to our second album of the day, that being Milky Way by Boz. Some of you may know him as kind of like the number two to J. Cole on Dreamville, or at least that's what he was previously. They've recently added JID, Earth Gang, two acts that definitely can compete or be better than Boz on that label. I'm not going to give them that spot yet since they haven't dropped any work with Dreamville, but both very good artists in their own right. And Boz had his album Too High to Riot in 2016, was one of my favorite albums of that year. Thought he was really talented, a lot of potential. And this new album, Milky Way, came through, and it might be the biggest disappointment of the year for me. Not to say it's like a horrible album, it's not. But I can't imagine too many people who are anticipating a Boz album are happy with what we got here in Milky Way. The premise of it is it's a lot of like relationship-based tracks, but it's also trying to be like fun and upbeat. And Boz kind of loses me on a lot of these songs where I'm just confused about like where he's at with everything going on. Like on the track Icarus, when he says, "Since I let go of you and I, lately I've been feeling too alive, flying too close to the sun." And it's sung like he misses this person, But he's talking about, I've been feeling too alive, flying too close to the sun. Like, that sounds like it's the best time of your life. Like, you're living life to the fullest, doing, like, everything you can. You've been on cloud nine. And that's what, like, a lot of this album was. There were times where he kind of sounded, like, regretful and sad of how his, like, situation as an elite level artist traveling around the world and the money he's making and the fame and success is like hurting his relationships and is making them more challenging. But then at other times it just sounded like he was out living the single life of a rich rapper, doing whatever he wanted and just making like fun kind of hype songs. And the whole album just didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. There's nothing about it that he got better from his last album. I still think he's a good rapper just fundamentally, but his writing was taken down multiple notches on this. Everything was very simplistically written. The production didn't really help too much. It sounded like he just asked the Dreamville team to, hey guys, like, just cook me up some regular major label standard hip-hop beats and I'll figure out what to do with them. There were a couple songs like Tribe or Boca Raton where he brought on this like Caribbean island vibe. That definitely helped, but as a whole, I just was not impressed by the production on here at all, not a highlight. And for the artist I thought Boz was, I feel like he could have made this album as a side project in a week. So to wait 2 years and get this fun-loving, roller coaster, kind of messy album, just doesn't feel worth it at all. My stock on Boz is way down now. I mean, this honestly sounds like he ran out of things to write about, and he doesn't know what to talk about anymore, so he's just making random songs. Maybe the goal of this album was, I mean, the album cover makes him look like he's on a completely different planet. I think this was supposed to be one of those, like, vibey, transportation-like albums that just takes you to another planet where you can just enjoy yourself and get lost in the music, but Boz is almost like too grounded of an MC to get there. And there were moments, actually, that I did like the versatility he displayed where he was able to sing some hooks or bridges and harmonize with a couple of people that he brought on to do background vocals on the album. And I still do like somewhat of his unpredictable rapping manner where he almost starts rhyming words with words that were in the middle of the last bar he spoke. And it keeps things pretty unpredictable. Like, he doesn't have a set like 16 bar verse. He's kind of skipping around, always staying ahead of the curve in that sense, which is pretty cool. But when the lyrics are fairly baseline and they're not really exploring anything, not really revealing anything more than just surface level importance of these women in his life, it's kind of all for naught. So I wish I could sit here and tell you that, you know, Dreamville came through with another great album, but that's just not the case with this one. The lows aren't that low, which does help. You can easily listen to this cover to cover and, you know, vibe with a couple of the high points, some of the fun songs, like I mentioned, Tribe, and you're not going to get any tracks that are, like, unlistenably bad or just blatant things that Boz royally screwed up, nothing like that. It feels safe and clean and trying to be funner than it really is. It ends up more being dry. I'm definitely disappointed because this was an album I was excited for. I would have been telling people to listen to for sure. And that is no longer. So I'll go best tracks on here are Purge, Icarus, Tribe, and Designer. My least favorites were Sanufa, PDA, and Fragrance. I would recommend this album to you if you like Cause, Modern Day Drake, or Mick Jenkins. And putting my slight Dreamville bias aside, this is a 5.5 out of 10. I'll play two tracks, Purge and Tribe, that I do actually quite enjoy. Those are the highlights on the album. Purge has these great featured vocals from Sam Evans on the hook, and easily Boz's best and most profound verses. And Tribe is just a great fun song with J. Cole. So here it is from Milky Way by Boz.
I can't. City to city, a young legend fulfilling my dreams, shattering ceilings, it got me feeling myself. Look how I'm fitting the belt, they never give me a chance, I never give them a breath. Keep a foot on their neck, I go deeper to depths, submerged in it, I'm getting the urge. Nigga, I'm killing these niggas off, call me the purge, I just been peeling the feelings off. Layers of inner thoughts, you playing them in your car, but really you in my head, like y'all making synagogues. Bossy been the problem, they probably never could solve. Like me at the bottom, they probably got better odds than knocking the rings off of Saturn. Find it hard to settle, I want it all forever. The speech, it don't get me bothered, in the streets, you ain't get involved in. Y'all sweet like some kindergarten, it's a guy heat, and I'm feeling heartless, heartless. I've been making all these songs just for you to hear. Get these niggas out of here like the Uber here. About to switch another gear, kill another year, gang. Greenville, run the game, and we come for everything, man. If we ask, they abide. Pain from the sacrifice, had to leave my other half on the side. I just laugh when my stock on the rise, stack all this cash, couldn't overdraft if I tried.
I need to reset myself without you.
I won't neglect myself
without you.
I had to test myself
without you.
I think I'm at my best
without you.
Boom, like a tidal wave. I'm trying, but I cannot save. I can't. These pups ain't war ready. Get lost in a city like Doc and a strawberry. When a block hot tell Cosby, I got put in already. In a drop top, bitch, hop in it already. Yelling fuck the cops, middle finger to the ops, stop with it already. Y'all F's get nothing but F's. Y'all cramping my style, but I got hot with it already. It's for the phony and the sleep, throwing up the gold emoji. Niggas looking like some sheep. Presidential rollie on me, bitch, I'm rolling like a sheep. Gain no, gain low, I could call you, I'm asleep. Took my girl to Japan, do some shopping, and man, I can show you new options, do what you want when you pop it. Made a few loans to my partners to put a hole in your toppers. Spend a week in Colombia, fucking Hosey and Toppers. Damn, if we ain't home, they adopt us.
This one's for you.
I think I made it. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that, you that. Girl, you share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me. Can't spend time on a nickel and dime it. I got me a girl, she don't want no diamonds. A daily reminder to holler at God. Like, where did you find her? Good looking, my nigga. Everything around me, I took it. Did it with only the niggas I knew. And a few niggas I thought I knew better. Let go my bitches, I always do better. But you're more top echelon. My next probably be a step backwards. Niggas front when they get struck with love like a drama makes me the best actors. I'm done with all that tough acting. John Madden with a star habit. And so it happens. My niggas want life's good things, they still dreaming. And you deserve them too, I'ma do it just so it happens. I think I made it. I think I made it, cause I'm always smiling and you're the reason now. Girl, I can't explain it. It's all in the timing. I had to get low, I had to get low. I had to get back. I had to report, I had to get facts. Cause you were just that. You share your truths with me, and I find them true. Amused, you in the booth with me.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This one's for you.
Purge and Tribe from Boz right there. Those songs, you know, they could, like, especially a song like Tribe could boost just his replay value, his plays that he's going to get, his popularity perhaps. And who knows, maybe this just doesn't look good right now because it's like his second, technically I think his third album out. And it's got this like weird, specific yet very vague focus to it. Maybe in 10 years we look back at Boz's career and say like, oh yeah, Milky Way, that was where he kind of tried this thing out, and then his next album he did this and then that and then that. So maybe it's one of those things, and we'll look back on it more friendly than we do right now as it sits in front of us. But that's where I'm at with Milky Way. And I mentioned earlier in the episode here that we do have some beef on our hands, so we got to get into that now. As I'm sure all of you know by this point, Eminem has dropped his surprise album, Kamikaze, despite us not wanting it. And he went at everybody. I mean, I could pull out a laundry list of names. I could just name random people in the industry, and their name would probably end up if I just searched it in Eminem's Kamikaze lyrics. But one of them, young Machine Gun Kelly, MGK, came firing back at Eminem. He quickly threw together his Rap Devil diss track, obviously painting himself as the counterpart to Eminem's Rap God, which was his Eminem's track on Marshall Mathers LP 2. But let's take a look back at what incited this whole mess. It all started with MGK all the way back in 2012 tweeting this out. This is his quote. "Okay, so I just saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, and I have to say she is hot AF in the most respectful way possible because M is king." So that was MGK's tweet from, again, this was 6 years ago. 6 years ago. And Eminem apparently took offense to that. And just now on a song in 2018, called him out for it and said, "Stop calling my daughter hot or I'm going to come for you," or whatever. And I guess he thought MGK was subliminally coming at him in a Tech 9 song as well, because Eminem was not happy about the tweet. Whatever, whatever. Basically, these guys are in like a real life Twitter rap war from 5 years ago. This is the stupidest shit ever. And we all know at this point, like, Eminem is just blowing gas, name dropping people, because he's, I don't even know if he's trying to regain relevancy and get responses. I know he wants the responses, of course. But I think he's still just stuck in the era where that's like a big deal. Like, that's just the thing you do. Just call people out and, like, you know, go in on them. Go for next. Like, I think he's just stuck in an era like 15 years ago where that was a thing that everyone did. Of course, on top of it, he's trying to regain relevancy, save his legacy, and so on and so on. And oh my God, I wish nobody had responded to him, because he would have been so disappointed if he name dropped like 40 industry cats and none of them thought he was relevant to respond to. If all of them just brushed it off like they didn't care, like Eminem's word meant nothing, it would have been amazing, because he probably would have ended his career, as he should. But here comes MGK thinking that he's such a badass for roasting one of the all-time greats. And I will say, he was straight to the point. Almost every line was about Eminem. I hate when guys drop like a couple bars and then make the rest of the song like a hit. So I do appreciate him for staying on topic, on subject, and just bringing up facts. He went after Eminem for making like bad music recently. He said like the last 4 albums he released have basically been shit, and he accused him of like going straight to executives when he got mad at MGK in the first place instead of coming right to him. He called Eminem out for kind of being like selfish and saying like, "Dude, chill out. Like, just because you're not number one now, like, you had your time. Let the rest of us eat. You don't have to be the focus of attention all the time." And probably the best thing he did was make fun of Eminem's voice and flow, this robotic, like, demonic tone that just sounds just not good, simply not good. And MGK points all these things out, and he's like, "Look at me, guys. I roasted a legend. I went off." But the problem I have with this, and why this is just so irrelevant, is because everybody is saying these things. It takes zero courage for MGK to get up and say that Eminem makes bad music. Everybody, he's been hearing it from internet trolls to major publications, everybody in between, talking heads, critics, fans, everybody has been saying, "Listen, bro, your music ain't that good anymore." And I feel like what MGK is trying to do here is just, I mean, he's biting everything everyone has already said about Eminem and trying to act like he's the first one to come at him. He didn't really bring up anything new. Anything. I mean, when we got that Drake and Pusha beef, at least we were getting like accusations and facts. There were lines in both those songs where I was like, "Damn, if that's true, that is tough." They were like actually exposing each other. MGK is just voicing popular opinion. And on top of all of this, neither of these guys are like at the top of their game. I mean, I did a top 100 albums countdown of 2017 for hip hop albums, and MGK's album Bloom and Eminem's Revival, neither of them made the list. Neither of them made the top 100. So I don't want to hear people in you know, the hip hop community saying, "Oh, this is good. This is good for rap music. Two elite MCs, real lyricists in a world of mumble rappers going at each other, bringing back competition." No. This is not the rap beef that we need, and I don't think it's the one that anybody really wants. We could have just swept Kamikaze under the rug, which I will talk about on the next episode in full, without much concern. But now it's going to be drawn out. Who knows if Eminem will come back? I assume that he will probably put something together. But neither of these guys are on top of their game. Neither of them are leaders of their craft. I mean, this isn't Kendrick Lamar dropping a control verse, calling out everybody to just get their shit together and be better at making music. This is just some petty Twitter beef from 2012 that somehow spilled over onto Eminem's new album because he's looking for something to get views, to get plays with. So I would definitely deem this one of rap's most irrelevant, just unnecessary beefs of all time. Hopefully this goes quietly, but I mean, MGK, you could have saved us all if you just kept your mouth closed. Because the biggest L, like I said, biggest L for Eminem is no one responds. If no one gives a single piece of shit about Eminem calling them out, he is officially done. Put the tombstone on him. That's where I'm at with this beef. I don't care about it. I will listen to it if Eminem comes back, but it's not worth it. A waste of my time. So let's move on. We'll finish up with some new music announcements here. Get everybody caught up on music that just dropped and some that is forthcoming as we roll into the, it's fall now. I mean, we're almost in our final quarter of hip-hop for 2018. So here's a quick rundown of what dropped last week. This was on, August 31st. We got Kamikaze by Eminem, as you all know, we just referenced it. Return of the Trill by Bun B. Don Season 2 by Don Q. Fuck Everybody 2 by Black Youngsta. Fire in the Clouds by Currency. And Squidtastic by Saw Baby. You can skip that one. That one's like a contender for worst album of the year. But that's what we got. Unfortunately, looking ahead to September 7th here, I have not seen a whole lot of updates on what's dropping. The only one I know is coming is I Wanna Die in New Orleans by Suicide Boys. And the following week, we get East Atlanta Love Letter by Black. Not much else reported, but after everything drops tomorrow, I will put up a post on my Instagram about all the new music that drops, so you can catch up with that there. And yeah, this is kind of a short episode. No song of the week this week. Nothing I was like really feeling that I didn't want to just play something to play something. So this has been another episode of The Hip Hop Enthusiast Podcast, keeping you up to date on hip hop music in 2018. Shout out to everyone who stopped by, downloaded the episode here, subscribed. If you don't already subscribe, go ahead and do so. iTunes, Apple Podcast app, tell your friends. Easiest way to keep up with hip-hop music in 2018. So I'm out. I'm going to go listen to that Orpheus versus Sirens for like the 7th, 8th time this week. And I'll catch you guys next week. Peace.